This episode of Startup Stories is brought to you by our friends at Pure Scooters. Save time, save money, and save the planet with an electric scooter from Pure Scooters, the UK's most trusted electric scooter provider. Stay tuned to the end of this show to learn how you can win one of two electric scooters we're giving away in partnership with Pure Scooters.
If you're on the startup battlefield, Startup Stories brings you news from the next trench. Startup founder Adam Callow talks to founders and gets their first-hand stories with actionable insight for entrepreneurs. Fail tales, growth hacks, lessons learned, and the moments that changed everything. That's Startup Stories. Only this time, it's different. I'm Jeremy Parsons from MagicSubscriptions.com, and it's my job to introduce each episode. But this time, we're swapping mics and I'm interviewing Adam. Find out what he's hoping to learn and how he copes with being on the receiving end of those trademark quickfire questions right here on Startup Stories.
Hey, this feels strange, but Adam Callow, introduce yourself to our audience.
Wow, this does definitely feel strange. Okay, so name's Adam Callow, first-time founder, run a small business called Expert Trades. I've been doing that for about 6 years, trying to change how products move through the supply chain in the construction industry and change as many trades professionals' lives as possible in the process. Small business, raised, actually we did some bootstrapping. We raised a bit of seed funding and a bit of venture capital. 12-person team, making mistakes every single day and just trying to share that journey.
Excellent, thank you. And are people surprised when you admit that you do all of these different things?
Yes. Well, to be honest, it's less of surprise and it's more of the fact that as a sales and marketing guy myself, when I try and communicate what we do, everyone just has a blank expression on their face. So they don't act surprised. They're like, but what does that actually mean? So the last 6 years for me has been trying to work out actually how we talk about what we do. And that whole elevator pitch thing is still not there. We're still working it out, but I think over the last 6 years we've probably got a little bit better at it than we were then.
So I guess that brings us nicely to Startup Diary. So looking back over 300 and how many episodes of Startup Diary?
About 315, I think we're on about now.
What have you learned?
Oh, that's a big question, Jeremy, to kick us off. What have I learned? That I don't know as much as I think. But talking about it with people, whether it's the co-host of the podcast, Harry, or just surrounding myself with other business owners, which has been the byproduct of doing that podcast. So just meeting other like-minded people. I'd probably say biggest learning for me is don't think you need to know everything. Being vulnerable has genuinely helped my business grow. And just surrounding myself with like-minded people is probably the biggest benefit.
Is there an episode that's got you in trouble?
Yes. Yeah, the one that comes to mind straight away, to be honest, is once me and the wife were having a little bit of an argument. And I just went and put the mics on. I just went, one sec. And we went back and we put the mics on and you can hear her anger in her voice. And I think it's like a very clickbaity title. It's like a private conversation, I think the title of that podcast is. And it was me and the wife, if I remember. I actually can't remember the topic. It was just talking about me not being present at home and focusing on the business. But that podcast, I was like, this is great tape. I was like, I said, keep being honest. So that one,
we need to make sure that one is linked up in the show notes, right?
We'll do our best. Even though you're just going to get me in trouble again. But we had the conversation and she obviously thought it would be edited and I'd be using right. Some of it as mine. I just put the whole bit of audio onto the podcast. That got me in trouble. But the wife has come around in terms of actually there's some value here. It's helped some people out. So
what's been the most impactful episode in a good way?
Most impactful episode in a good way. I'm going to give you an absolute scapegoat of an answer here. Not one specific episode really like comes to mind. The way that I think about the podcast by doing it, so we went from doing 3 episodes a week, and at the point of recording this, we've just moved it to 1 episode a week, a bit of a longer form content, 30 minutes to 60 minutes once a week. It's just like a therapy session for me. I think if I hadn't done that or done the show, I don't know where we'd be, because it's really forced me every single week to make notes. What have I struggled with? What do I want to talk about? So it's the constant forcing factor of having my own little diary that is the real benefit for me, not like one specific episode.
And is it, talk to me about the name, Startup Diary. Is that where it started?
Yeah, so if I take it way back when, I used to be an area sales manager. So I was selling building products all over the country. And what that basically meant is my boss thought I was in 1 hour meetings four times a day. I was in like a 4 minute meeting four times a day because the people that I went to see just didn't give you the time of day. So in between all these visits, I was just in the van. So I listened to podcasts day in and day out. And then for me, when I started my business, I was like, well, I've learned a lot from podcasts, but it was, there's so many things that aren't covered off in these podcasts because they're all like hero stories. And when I started building the business, it's like really hard. It's like really, really hard to build a business. It's like, why is this not covered? So I was like, out of all the stuff that I've learned in these shows, like where are the mistakes that people are making? Like I want to learn from like real mistakes. So for me, trying to put something back into the ecosystem of podcasting, I thought actually, why don't I just make a diary and put the highs and most importantly, the lows on the mics, use it as a therapy session for me, but really have it as an open, transparent, business is not easy. Let's not make this unicorn billion-dollar company thing. Let's really share what it's like. And I think the diary element of the name sort of helps people understand. Don't come here if you're thinking about all the, if you're trying to get quick wins and understand how to build a successful business from zero to hero overnight, that's not the show to listen to. This is where it is genuinely my story, really.
Natural bridge to Startup Stories, new podcast.
Yep.
Tell me what you want to get out of it.
Oh, it's so selfish this is to be. So I guess from the learnings I've had from the Startup Diary, because we did a meetup. So after that first meetup, we had, I think it was 7 or 8 members of the community, like listeners of the podcast. We all got together and we all basically had a hot seat, which was come and talk about the business that you're in, and the smart people in the room are just going to give you their advice, their ideas, and we'll try and work collaboratively together to sort of solve any problems that you're facing. And I just, again, found the benefit of being around other people. So I thought, I know podcasts. I know that there's a nice hook there to get in front of interesting people. So for me, I selfishly use it as a way to speak to really interesting people about topics that are quite aligned with what I'm caring about at that point of growing my business, with a goal of getting 30 minutes on the mics with someone that I probably wouldn't normally get an opportunity to talk to. But because we masquerade it as a podcast, it's like, oh yeah, it's a show. Yeah, cool. We've got listeners. We've got all this thing. Come and promote. Cool. So for me, Startup Stories is getting me access to really interesting people to learn from them. It just happens to be a public audio form to help more than just me.
So thinking about the more than just you, who's it for? Who should be listening to Startup Stories?
Great question. I would say two groups of people. So me 8 years ago would have loved the show. So thinking that I've got entrepreneurial tendencies, wanting to start my own business, not really knowing where to start, I would say the overlap of the two podcasts. So Startup Diary, which is, it's not bloody easy, but here's how it's going, as sort of a in the trenches documentary of what it's actually like. Plus hearing these stories of successful people in their own rights, I would say that is motivating, as well as the, from me, I wouldn't say there's any cutoff. I think regardless of how successful you are in business, or if you do care about this world of entrepreneurship, even if you're 50 years in and being very successful, there's always stuff to learn. So I'd say anyone that has entrepreneurial tendencies, this will work well for. And those people that really want to go into the trenches, listen to the show as well. The overlap, I think, is something that I'm genuinely right now really proud of.
Tell me about the format of Startup Stories.
Yeah, so Startup Stories is, it tends to be 30 to 40 minute interviews where it's basically me trying to get an understanding of the career of the person that I'm speaking to, but really zooming into one specific area that I care about, as well as I think that listeners will take some golden nuggets away from. I am aware that people are going to be giving up time, 30 to 60 minutes once a week. It's a commitment. So I'm trying to make sure that I pull out little nuggets that people can go away and learn from. And then we always end up with some fast fire questions at the end, which I really struggle not to follow up with, is the problem that I'm running into right now.
We may come back to rapid fire questions.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Just think about a year's time. You're just sitting somewhere, you're in a bar, and you hear, overhear some people talking and saying, oh, there's this amazing podcast called Startup Stories. What do you want them to be saying about it?
Well, that is a really good question. And people always say that when they're trying to buy time to think of an answer. It's one thing that I've learned from being the other side of these mics. What do I want people to say about it? I want people to aspire to be on the show is the thing that comes to mind. Is I want it to be someone's heard something in an industry that resonates with them. So I can think of a number of different shows now, but the GOAT Agency, as an example, is someone that's heard something from a guy who is 24, 25 years old and built an agency from zero to 120 people. I want people to hear that and go, well, I can do that too. And their internal measure of success is, when I'm on the show, I know I've made it. And I use air quotes for that because there's no making it. But I would love people to aspire to be on the show, is what I'd like. Purely for the mentality of, I want to give something back to a show that I've gained something from. And then, just as a side note, me and Harry, this is God's honest truth. So we're in Ashby Starbucks. And if you go back on our Instagram, you'll see a photo of it. We are editing the show and talking about podcast. And 6 feet away, there is a lady and a young man talking about podcasts. And I heard the word Gimlet Media pop up. I was like, oh, my ears perked up. And God's honest truth, they are talking about the Startup Diary podcast in the next 3 minutes.
Hey.
And me and Harry looked at each other like, this can't be happening. And naturally, I was like, I'm really, really sorry, guys. I'm not earwigging, but I kind of am. But you just mentioned the podcast. And the guy knew as soon as we opened our mouths, we're like, it's you. That for me was just awesome. Because after we got chatting, we had a coffee, it was, no, you've motivated me to do something and take action. And I quit my job 7 weeks ago. And I'm speaking here with someone that I used to work with, saying how my journey is going so far and some of the reasons that I decided to take the leap. And one of them was the podcast. So positive impact, aspiration to be on the show. Super happy with that.
So I just want to imagine that you're taking the call from someone who says, I'm desperate to be on the show. And you go, that is what we've been waiting for. Who's the other end of that phone call?
Oh, who is the other end of that phone call? Oh, that's a big question. I don't really have like a golden ticket in terms of like the people that are on the absolute wish list. Who would I think would make great content for the show? I don't know. I don't want to give you a bullshit answer. I'm really sorry. There's not one specific person that comes to mind. There's a bunch of people that we're thinking about, but none of them are like, yes, you're the person. I think it's a combination of just having lots of interesting people come onto the mics. And I guess the key point that I think I'm circling around in my head is not one person is going to give us a... Because there's no silver bullet. Not one show is going to give anyone an answer. It's just a combination of having lots of interesting people share their stories that will make this a win for me.
That sounds great. But we're now on to rapid fire questions.
Oh, you are doing this to me, aren't you? Okay, let's go.
Adam, tell me, if there's one thing you could tell your 18-year-old self, what would it be?
Not knowing the answer to everything does not mean you are a failure.
My turn to be desperate to answer a lot, but I'm not allowed. It's so frustrating. Adam, tell me your number one tool or tip or hack to get work done.
I won't name some of the stuff that probably most people know about. I would say my number one thing is, I've just done it now. It's a really small one. It's turn your phone face down. Like the level of work I get done now from just turning my phone face down and putting it on mute when I'm trying to get work done, when I've put something in my calendar to do, I turn my phone face down and I put my notifications off on my laptop. It means that I annoy loads of people because they say you're impossible to get hold of. I often get called the Scarlet Pimpernel, but I get more work done.
What about the best piece of advice you were ever given? What was the best piece of advice? Who gave it to you?
I don't know why I'm struggling with these because I have asked them on 15 recordings in the last few weeks. The best piece of advice. Can I give two? And they're both from my dad. So one is do good things for good people. The rest will look after itself. And from the same man, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog.
Hey, sounds good. Now, you must have thought about this one. What problem have you seen? And you go, yeah, there's a business that I just... If only I had a few minutes spare, I could make a business out of solving that problem for people.
Do you know what? The one that keeps coming top of mind for me, it's really boring. So back in the day, I started Expert Trades. We were originally called I Need an Expert, so I couldn't afford the domain name Expert Trades. So I bought I Need an Expert. And at the same time, I bought I Need to Drive. I still own the domain name if someone wants to have it, or we'll have a deal. So this is really sad, but because of what I learned with our technology and our directory service at what we do today, I want to fix how hard it is for young girls and boys learn to drive in terms of knowing what car they're going to rocking up in, reviews of their instructors, all this, the book, the online, the whole thing is like broken. So weirdly is I would go and fix how hard it is to pass your driving test. I never thought that would ever get onto the mics, but you've got it out of me.
There you go. And if there's someone listening who goes, yeah, I want to do that,
reach out. I've got the domain. We've probably got a bit of the tech still. Just put an email to adam@experttrades.com, 2 T's in the middle, 1 S at the end, with the subject line, I need to drive, and you're in. There you go. You'll be in the driving seat. Couldn't refuse a good pun.
Is there a book or podcast that you'd recommend?
I'm not going to plug our own, because we've got plenty of time to do that.
That would be shady.
So many books that come to mind. The one that I want to recommend, probably just because it's most relevant to me right now, is The Trillion Dollar Coach, which talks about the success of a chap called Bill Campbell and his impact on CEOs like Steve Jobs and the guys from Google and Apple and people like that. It just really came at a good point for me, which is all around thinking of myself as more of a coach as a CEO compared to a CEO. So I definitely recommend that. Anyone that has to lead a team of any size, whether you don't class yourself as a leader and you've got 3 people in the team, go and listen to that, because there's so many nuggets in that that's definitely worth it.
I'm going to slightly modify the next one, because you've already talked on Startup Diary a lot about your dad. Excluding family members, who's had the most impact on your life?
I'm probably going to nick that, you know, and say, because most people so far have used family members. I'm going to take that one out there. Excluding family members, who's had the most impact? I would probably have to say just down to the fact that where I am today is because someone took a bet on me, my old sales director, a chap called Nick Lander. I quit the job that he was the sales director in, and I was the area sales manager, and he wanted to know why. Told him once, and I said, well, I've been promised this promotion, haven't been given it, hit my KPIs, blah. And the next day I went in, I wanted to get out on the road. The next day I went in, there was a van, a phone, and a laptop on my desk. So I got that. A year later, I was like, I quit. And he's like, what do you want now? I was like, I want to start my own business. I've got this idea. Here's this thing. And he basically funded the company probably the first 12 months with no expectations. We met every 6 to 8 weeks at a Tesco's, and he just took a bet on me. So I'd probably say outside of family and extremely close friends, that's probably the person that's had the largest impact.
Last question, and a biggie. What would be the number one bit of advice you'd give to a first-time founder?
Oh, I've asked this, but I've never thought about it myself. The number one bit of advice, outside of the stuff that I sort of just preach with the Startup Diary, and the reason that shows there is because it's not easy. Like, it's not easy, and I just want people to understand that. And it's not for everyone. So let's just assume that someone's jumped through those 2 hoops and they go, I know it's not easy, and I know I could go and be number 3 in a company. That's not for me. Right now, I would say build an actual business. Like, don't get caught up in the ecosystem and just think about this funding treadmill. And from the top of the show, you might be thinking, hold the phone. You've done seed money, you've done VC money. I would say some businesses it makes sense for, but raising money is not a milestone in any organization. Just build a business built on actual fundamentals and foundations, and then choose your own destiny. I would say that's super important for people to understand.
And just finally, how can people find you online?
Oh, me. I would say if you want to speak to me directly, my inbox is there, especially people that listen to the shows. It's just adam@experttrades.com, 2 T's in the middle, 1 S at the end. Find me on LinkedIn, or if you want to follow along with the journey for the podcast that we're creating. Right now, at the point of recording this, our handle is @startuppodcast on Instagram. Probably not going to change. follow us over there and just, I guess, just follow along with the journey. We're trying to do interesting stuff, speak to interesting people, and invite everyone to sort of join us.
Are you relieved that you're now going to go the other side of the interview?
Yeah, definitely. I much, much prefer being the other side of the interview.
Good luck with that. I'm looking forward to it. I've already heard some of them. It's exciting. First, season one is just dropping. This is the first. Listen in.
Thanks for listening to this Startup Story. We aim to bring you first-hand stories every week, and you can help us out by rating the show on your podcast provider or head to nbs.fm where you can sign up for sneak previews and more. If you have an idea for a guest for Adam with a story to tell, email me on jeremy@nbs.fm. Next week's guest is a digital marketer who got drawn into a whole new sector, and within 6 months, his house was on the line. Make sure you've subscribed to Startup Stories from nbs.fm, and I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking around to the end of this episode of the Startup Stories, sponsored by our friends over at Pure Scooters. Save time, save money, and save the planet with an electric scooter from Pure Scooters. Now it's your opportunity to win one of two scooters.
Now Adam, this sounds awfully familiar to me. What was the closing date of the competition?
So it was the 17th of July. But you've reminded me that that was the last episode of the season, and the closing date was meant to be the 17th of August. You see, this is what happens when you leave me to my own devices and I record an advert on my own.
So that means, guys, that you've still got time to enter the competition and win one of two free scooters from Pure Scooters.
And we've made entering super simple. Head over to pure.nbs.fm. That's pure.nbs.fm to enter to win one of these two scooters that we're giving away on the 17th of August. We're going to do a live prize draw within our Facebook group. If you're not a member yet, head over to Startup Diary Club on Facebook so you can watch the live prize draw. In case you miss it, don't worry. We will be releasing an episode to announce the winners.
And thanks again to our friends over at Pure Scooters for sponsoring Startup Stories.